that a man named John Lubbock was an English scientist. Were you aware that the Nile River is 4,000 miles long? Maybe you're informed that the square root of 49 is 7. Most of us are very aware that April the 15th is the final day for filing income tax forms. What do you know about America's preparedness for war? Do these questions sound strange, coming from the pulpit? All of these are facts. Some mean something to you, while others are relatively meaningless, and you really do not care one way or another about them. What do you care about John Lubbock, or the length of the Nile River, or the square root of any number? But the deadline for tax forms has more meaning, doesn't it? And the state of readiness of our nation for emergencies is a vital concern to every citizen. What makes the difference? Why are we interested in some facts and not others? It is the effect that they have on us, and to what extent they have a bearing on our lives. And there are other facts revealed to us in the Bible, such as information regarding the one named Jesus of Nazareth, who came to this earth from heaven. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross. He was raised from the dead after 3 days. He ascended into heaven, and he now reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But what does the fact of the resurrection mean to you? Now, many people think it means nothing to them because they don't believe it happened. To them, such reports are just fairy tales and superstition. To others, it means an annual celebration called Easter. It's a time when they may go to church, probably one of the few times during the entire year. For others, the Easter period is one of buying clothes and dressing up and doing a large mercantile business, having parties and dances and making the social columns in the newspaper. Many others, the Easter period is just another holiday season, a time for a brief vacation trip, a trip with kinfolks or something of that order. That which is called Easter, which is supposed to mark the resurrection of Christ, is just about that and not much more for many, many people. To some very sincere people, the Easter season is a reminder of the resurrection of Christ, and they make special efforts to observe various religious activities to exalt that event. And there are musical programs and plays and prayer meetings, the termination of what they call a Lent observance, special religious ceremonies, or it's a very solemn time for some people. More than any other time of the year, they focus their attention on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Dear listening friend, the fact is, the Bible does not teach an annual observance of Christ coming from the tomb, but a weekly memorial to him that necessarily includes the proclamation that Jesus died, was buried, was raised from the dead, and because of this memorial, it is to be observed until he comes again. The promise of his return indicates that he did not remain in the tomb, but came forth, just as the Bible teaches. While Scripture knows nothing of such religious days as Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Ash Wednesday, Easter Sunday, Lent, or other such things, it knows a great deal about the resurrection of Christ. When people ask me why we do not take notice of all of these days, like other religious people, the answer is simple. It's easily understood. We're committed to the Word of God as our authority and respect for His Word, and we must do what we do, Colossians 3:17, in the name of the Lord, which means by His authority. And His authority is revealed to us in Scripture, and Scripture knows nothing of any of these things. It's just that plain, it's just that simple. There's no divine authority for it. And strange it is that many who make quite a fuss over man-made observances pay so little attention to the weekly memorial that God has ordained commemorating Christ, which is the Lord's Supper. And while all of these religious holy days are intended to honor the Lord, they are activities that spring from zeal without knowledge. When Christians eat the unleavened bread and drink the fruit of the vine each first day of the week, as the early Christians did, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 26 shows they show the Lord's death till he come. praise for the sacrifice of Christ and these other events surrounding it, including the resurrection, are noted in this manner, not with humanly devised days and programs and ceremonies and the like. And intending no arrogance whatsoever, the true New Testament Christians can readily affirm that the day that is called Easter has no special significance whatsoever. It has no meaning, biblically. It does not affect the Christian nor his relationship with God. This does not mean the resurrection has no meaning. More than anyone else on earth, a Christian respects the glorious fact of the resurrection of Christ. As already emphasized, the Christian respects that 52 times a year, not just on some exclusive humanly designated Sunday called Easter. The meaning of the resurrection is far greater than most realize. It means that all shall someday be raised from the dead. In John 5:28-29, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming into which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Upon being raised, all shall stand before deity for judgment, 2 Corinthians 5:10. Those who have thought the resurrection of Christ had no meaning for them, or simply looked upon it as a trite in secular ways, as we have already mentioned, they will then be impressed with the significance of Christ coming forth from the tomb. But their resurrection will be to damnation rather than to life, for they have failed to follow the Lord Jesus in their life. But what does the resurrection mean to you? It should mean what the New Testament teaches that it means. It means that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Romans 1:4. By the resurrection, we have additional and irrefutable evidence of that reality. The identification of Jesus means that all that he said is true. All that he taught must be obeyed. All that he warned had best be heeded. All that he did must be believed. It means that Jesus is the only Savior of mankind, the guide of man in this life, and the one through whom the Father will judge the world in the last day. Friend, because of the resurrection of Christ, the meeting takes on more importance when we realize that we all must die, Hebrews 9:27. But that is not the termination of our existence. Death is not our conqueror, because we can enjoy victory through Christ even over death, 1 Corinthians 15:57. The significance of the resurrection obviously places the church in a more exalted light, because the church is built on the very fact that his resurrection confirmed, namely, that he is the Son of God. That's the foundation of the church, proven so by his resurrection. The significance of the resurrection lies in the basis of our hope for heaven. It produces the assurance of our salvation and our fellowship in eternity with deity. The resurrection means that there is life after physical death, and now, while we physically are alive, now is the time we have to prepare for all of that. Preparation can only be made by rendering submissive obedience to the gospel of the resurrected Christ. Without proper preparedness, there is not that first syllable of hope for a person in eternity. Yes, the righteous or unrighteous, all shall be raised. None shall escape the influence and the impact of the resurrection of Christ. What his resurrection ultimately means to anyone depends upon their response to Christ. Jesus once said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" John 11:25-26. My dear listening friend, I plead with you, decide while you have opportunity to make the resurrection of Christ mean your home in heaven. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.